Yeah, it's about time. About time. Just said that. Hopefully that can be a sign that this season might end differently for us. Obviously a long way to go, but ultimately it was nice to come here, as you said. You know, I think that's the best the pitch has been when we've been, which helped. A great, for me, that's a great victory, and one that is a sign that you've got a chance of doing very well. Because anyone who, you know, watched this game tonight and thought that it was going to be a classic, it was never going to be that. You know, and sometimes fans, you know, are quite close to you on that dugout, and one or two are getting a bit uptight with some passes that have gone astray and things like that. But ultimately, it was about us being nice and solid. Don't think we really looked like conceding. You know, there may be a block at the end, but not an actual shot. And Lenny kept his run going to claim the points for us.
Talk us through the game. From our point of view, started really well, but then sort of maybe let it slip just a little bit towards half time.
Yeah, like always, these two teams, Braintree, aren't going to let us just have it his own way. But as you said, I thought we started nice and bright. Thought it would be hard for Braintree to keep a tempo, to keep us under wraps in that midfield area. It was sort of man for man in there. But then the game just sort of petered out a little bit, in a bit of a stalemate. Second half, again, I thought we started relatively well. I think for me it was just a case of if we were going to get the goal. And finally we did. As I said, Clay's had the shot. From where I was, I'll be honest, it didn't look much of a shot. And I was like almost cursing him for his attempt. As it turned out, it was the right decision. And Lenny, on his toes and in the form he's in, you know, gets us the win.
Yeah, because, I mean, the defenders had played him well tonight, hadn't they? I thought they're two central defenders, and he wasn't getting a great deal of the ball, but he was in the right place at the right time.
No, it's a different night for Lenny. In some first half, the ball never seemed to quite be with him or near him. I think they defended quite deep, and when we played balls up, there wasn't much space for him to run in behind. But that left a bit more space to play in midfield. I said early on, I thought we did that, but then the longer it went, you know, we maybe got a little frustrated ourselves by having so much of the ball as an away team. You know, left toe to on it at times and shown, and sometimes it wasn't, because they were matched up, wasn't much on for him. So, all in all, sat on the bench, you're thinking, do I change it and really go attacking? But I think any point away from home is valuable. And as it turned out, three is obviously even better.
Craig Disley played again in front of that back four, and I thought he did really well tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we know he's got great springs and he protects them well when the ball's in the air. Broke play up nice. You know, he had to take a book in. Probably, you know, the right decision, a professional foul, if you like. Took a knock, I think, down in front of yourselves first off. Was a little concerned there. Hopefully that won't flare up afterwards. But no, he just used his experience and let Harry and Clay get a little bit higher up the pitch.
You mentioned Craig's booking, which seemed the right decision, but there were so many bookings for you tonight which didn't seem to be the right decisions.
A lot of them were for nothing, weren't they? You know, I think that was a general frustration on the side, and certainly Harry Pell's, you know, was an absolute, you know, sort of bewildering decision. The lads dived to edit, Pell's kicked it, and then it's not even a foul, and then the next minute he's got his book out. I just didn't understand that. And a few others, which seemed to come more when we were 1-0 up, in truth, a lot of them. I think there were questions being asked, as there is from both benches at various decisions, but more so for me, when we went 1-0 up, almost as if trying to even things up. But, you know, there was nothing in our goal that was, came from a decision from himself.
You said that didn't really trouble you. I don't think they had a shot on target, in fact, throughout the game. But and then you mentioned the block at the end, which was by Carl Magne. But at what cost is that? Because it didn't look great when he went down.
No, initially, you know, I got the sort of signal straight away we'd have to come off, and thought that the, you know, was waiting, although he was near the side of the pitch, that the stretcher would be on. And he's managed to get up and walk off at least. It's a difficult one, whether or not it's, you know, as bad as we've first feared, or whether it was that initial pain and it subsided. You know, only time will tell on that. You know, it'd be a big loss. It's done extremely well for us. But we'll see. But the other block for me was Craig Clay's as well. The lad looked like he got half a yard, was waiting for Macca to have to field a shot, and Clay got an unbelievable block in, and then Nathan managed to bring the ball clear and relieve that little bit of pressure for us.
And the fans again playing a great part tonight. It was almost like a home game, certainly around us.
Yeah, around me as well. So, and at the top end, second half, we're one of the grounds where they can walk round, and I think we had it, you know, to the dreaded first time we came here. You know, the fans were right behind the team, and then obviously because of how the game went, we're sort of certainly on my back and Rob's as it was at the time, which wasn't pleasant, but you know, thankfully tonight's a very different experience.
Sorry, just to go back to Carl's injury, it was his ankle, was it his right ankle or just above it?
I think it was his knee. Mm-hmm. I think it's his knee he's jarred as he's blocked. I think he's just opened it up. So, as I said, we'll have to assess that ahead of the weekend, but at this moment in time, just pleased that, you know, we've got the 3 points.
You said it was a performance where you can go on and do really well this season. Yeah, you must feel, well, if we can come to Braintree and win, we can do anything anywhere.
Yeah, I really think this is a difficult place to come. You know, Woking had been going well. They came and I think maybe it sounded a similar sort of game, although I think Braintree, from the report, got on top in that game second half at the weekend. Tonight, I always felt we were the team that were in charge when any one side was. So at times it was pretty just stalemate with not too much happening. But there's a lot of good signs. Ultimately, it's about points and winning games, but actual, you know, goals against, places as away record, places that we've won. We've beat some of the better teams, as in higher in the league, and won at some difficult places. So for me, there's a lot of positive signs there. But ultimately, we just have to keep winning games.
A lot of managers say they don't look at the league table. Will you be looking at it tonight?
No, I know where we are, but you know, I think Matt asked me that yesterday, and genuinely it was more about, in truth, keeping and trying to be unbeaten still. And the 3 points is an added bonus. Again, not that we came for a point, but more than anything, it was important that we kept a run going. And like I said, to claim the 3 points, it's credit to the players, and you know, we're in a good run of form. We'll try and, you know, continue that, but we've got a sort of day off as such this weekend with the FA Cup.
Are you disappointed that it's not a league game, really?
I don't know. It's a nice distraction, isn't it, playing against a league team and trying to pit ourselves against a team where we're in the league that we want to be in.
Any thoughts on your team yet? Have you thought that you might swap it around a bit?
I've certainly got to make one change. Harry Pell's not able to play in the Cup, so there's a change to be made there. And if Carl was to be out, and Craig Disley, have to check on him, so that knock he had, you know, we'd be with 7 subs. Again, I might be asking, you know, one or two of yourselves to come and be on the bench for us.
I'm available.
Well, you'd probably be better than what I would be, so bring your boots just in case.
No, you are joking, yeah. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Paul, just a final question. Do you fancy your chances on Saturday, on current form?
I think we have to have a chance, yeah, definitely. You know, I think Oxford would probably be the slight favourites, but all in all, at the same time, I don't think it'll be the biggest shock of the weekend if we did manage to get a victory.